Just before 25 past six, Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective, is here with a look at the latest from the world of technology. Fevzi, great to talk to you. I know you've got a couple of really interesting stories and your gadget as well. I always like your gadget. This phone app, which takes 3D clone snaps. Explain how that one works.
Yeah, so this has been announced at the IFA technology show in Berlin. So this is the latest phone technology. And Sony, like a lot of other smartphone manufacturers, are putting more and more processing power and better cameras into their smartphones. And it is now possible, using one of these new Sony smartphones, to do a detailed 3D scan of almost any object. So you stand in front of me, I walk around you with the camera pointing at you as I walk around, and we get a 3D avatar of you, a scan of you, which we can then use to place on the screen or in any different picture where you're not. And it all speaks to a new technology. So we've heard of virtual reality, but the big thing in the next few months and coming years will be augmented reality. That's where you get the real world, but you augment it with a layer of digital data and images on top of that. So you're going to see a lot of announcements about this. I think on the 12th of this month, Apple will announce their new iPhone. And with that, they're launching a software system called AR Kit, Augmented Reality Kit, where manufacturers will be able to do it. So an example, for example, is IKEA have got an app already where you can use their app to overlay the vision of your room with their furniture to see exactly what the furniture will look like in the room. It's also for gaming purposes, but you can, you know, you can put a vase on that table and see what it will look like. You can put cushions on it. It's the combination of the real world augmented with these virtual objects. And the fact that the Sony camera can do this inside the phone is no coincidence. But just to give you an idea, this sort of processing power to do a 3D scan would not so long ago would have taken a computer the size of a room many months to crunch the numbers on. and now it's on your smartphone.
Well, you talk about sort of uses of cameras. I mean, that 3D thing is a great idea. But how about this new camera that can see through the human body? I've been reading about this morning. This is properly amazing. I was stunned by this, how clever this is.
So this is used, I mean, the initial use for this will be with endoscopes. So, you know, sometimes when we're unwell and they look for things in our esophagus.
They're going to stick a camera in you.
Well,
it's one of them.
Exactly. Yeah. So they push it down. But the problem with that is it's difficult to guide the tip of the endoscope to make sure you don't have a perforation or cause some other damage. You have to make sure you know exactly where that is. And the camera's fine, but it doesn't give you a sort of spatial awareness. What they've now done is developed a camera which is so sensitive it can detect single photons of light, single particles of light, which if the endoscope has got a light on the tip of it, some of that light, is although it's imperceptible to our eyes, actually shines out through the body. Yeah, it can go through 20 centimetres of our body, our flesh.
Through 20 centimetres? That's astonishing, isn't it?
And still come out. But not much of it comes out, but enough. And because it then can time how long the photon took, it can work out, you know, by calculation, reverse calculation, where the endoscope is moment by moment. So instead of having to do this sort of tracking by X-ray, which is frankly is expensive, but also, you know, means radiation for the patients as well, they can now do it without needing to, you know, pump us full of X-rays and all the rest of it. So it's very clever. It's scientists at the University of Edinburgh and Heriot Watt University working together. It's still in prototype phase, but you can see it's going to be very clever because it'll be used at the bedside and it will be cheap.
Which is great news for the health service, certainly at the moment. No, it's an amazing piece of technology. And I always like your gadget of the week, and there's a bit of a sort of medical theme to it tonight.
Yeah. So this is from a company called Omron, who are famous for their blood pressure monitors, actually. If you go into a GP surgery and you see a blood pressure monitor on their desk, more often than not, it's made by Omron. But they also make the same ones, pretty much the same ones as GPs use, for the home. This one's called the MIT 5S Connect, which is a bit of a mouthful. It's one of the upper range from there, and it has a number of interesting features. So it allows you not only to store for up to two users 100 readings inside it, that's, you know, that's not uncommon, but it also has Bluetooth, so it can link to your smartphone, be it an iPhone or an Android phone, and it links to their Connect app and allows you to Transmit the information about your readings, keep records of it in detail over a long period of time, show it on graphs, take averages, even share it. So let's say you've got an Apple iPhone, you can share it with the health app on Apple so other apps can access the information if you want it to and make use of it. So it's quite a clever way of doing it, but there's also some nice practical things as well. One of the things we often do wrong when we're taking our own blood pressure is the cuff is on wrong and it doesn't take a proper reading. This will tell you before the reading, is the cuff on correctly or do you need to move it around? So it's very easy to put this one on. One of the most important things, it's also got an atrial fibrillation detector.
Right.
So if you get a flutter in your heartbeat, sometimes that's nothing and nothing to worry about. But if it keeps happening and this device keeps detecting it, you need to go to your doctor because that's a serious heart condition. And it's one that, if left untreated, can lead to stroke and premature death. So it's not just a matter of measuring your blood pressure. It will look for irregular heartbeats as well. And that's very important because that's the single most common heart irregularity that we have is atrial fibrillation. So the fact that this can detect it is very good. If you get it once, don't panic. If it keeps happening, go see your GP.
Fevzy, thank you for that. I'm just going to pop behind the screen, take my clothes off. But yes, warm your hands, sir. Warm your hands. Great stuff. Fevzy Turkout, the gadget detective. Dr. Fevzy tonight. BBC Radio Oxford.